Timco is already the area's biggest aviation employer, but now it's expanding again. So what's behind the latest move?
Well, what my colleague Katie Arcieri is reporting is that Timco is planning to hire at least 130 full-time employees by the end of the year. These employees are going to be in the aircraft maintenance, repair, and overhaul market. These types of jobs are avionics technicians, machinists, engineers, inspectors, things like that. Katie has talked with Timco executives, and while they're not disclosing the names of the customers that are creating the demand for these positions, what they are saying is that the employees are needed to work on planes including 767s, 757s, 737s, and KC-10s. So as Timco's looking at the work scope of the aircraft that they have scheduled, they are older aircraft that are going to require some unusually heavy maintenance.
And Timco has a special relationship with Guilford Tech. Now, how does that arrangement work?
Well, what happens, Timco is actually moving forward to partner with GTCC for a 12-week training program that's slated to begin next month. And it's going to train the majority of these 130 workers in the area of maintaining aircraft structures.
Are there similar partnerships with other technical colleges in the area, like the one with Timco and Guilford Tech?
Yes, actually. What's interesting about the North Carolina Community College system and its workforce development programs is that often the community colleges will partner with specific companies in the community. This happens a lot in the Triad, Forsyth Tech, and Guilford Tech, for example, have several partnerships. And one example actually out at Guilford Tech is a company called Machine Specialties out in Whitsett will actually send its machinery and some of its equipment over to GTCC and have the workers use the GTCC facilities to train on this Machine Specialties equipment. I'm not sure if that's how the arrangement will work at Timco, but it is a frequently used type of arrangement between specific companies and community colleges.
There's another interesting development in the Business Journal this week that's related to the new VA medical facility that's coming in. That's over in Kernersville. What's different about this one?
Well, this my colleague Owen Covington has written this story, and the Kernersville VA Center, it's a $150 million center that it's expected to be completed in June 2015. And what's interesting about this center is that it is among the four largest VA centers planned around the country. Three of those are actually located in North Carolina and are expected to be built within the next 3 years. There's one in Fayetteville that's a developer will be selected for that next week. That'll be about a 236,000 square foot center. There's a planned 295,000 square foot center in Charlotte, but the Kernersville Center is, like I said, is expected to be about 350,000 square feet.
Now, there was a big delay in actually getting this project off the ground. What happened?
Well, there were some delays in the site selection process that pushed back the schedule. Initially, it was expected to open in 2013. I don't want to get into too many details here, but there is a pending lawsuit over the extension of Kernersville Medical Parkway, and that is expected to impact how the area around the hospital and the VA center can develop.
And is the ultimate goal to attract other health-related business into that area?
Well, the VA center is actually on 40 acres adjacent to Novant Health's Kernersville Medical Center. Kernersville Medical Center opened in March 2011. It's got 210,000 square feet of space, and it's a 50-bed hospital. And actually, it sits right now, it sits alone on about 200 acres of mostly undeveloped land. And when the planning for that 50-bed hospital was beginning, the area actually received a special zoning designation as a medical business park. And what that will do is promote development of higher class office space and related medical facilities in and around that area and on those 200 acres of undeveloped land.
What's the overall projected impact in the way of development and jobs?
Well, the VA center, the plans for it include parking for at least 800 employees, which is significant. And then also, you know, Owen has talked with community development directors who are saying that, you know, a hospital and a major VA clinic will sort of serve as an anchor for that entire area between Macy Grove and North Carolina 66 and sort of serve as a place of regional significance, especially for developments that want to serve the Triad.
So it's nice to see a balance of short and long-term development and employment opportunities shaping up.
Yeah, it's a good week for the triad.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Audrey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.